As crowds lined the streets with people cheering and palm branches waving, Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem riding a donkey. Many were cheering, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Despite the festive atmosphere, there was an undertone of jeer in the same crowd, perhaps a foreshadowing of the events to follow in the days ahead. While his followers knew Jesus by name, others were asking who this man was. But Jesus knew his Father had sent him to earth to accomplish a purpose and was completely willing to follow his will. What started out as a celebration of Jesus entering Jerusalem turned into a lonely road to Calvary, with Jesus struggling under the weight of a wooden cross. As we reflect on that holy week in Jesus' life, are we willing to do what it takes to follow his will for our lives? The invitation is open for us. In fact, it was first made available to us at his Last Supper. As he broke the bread and drank from the cup, he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. This is my blood, which is shed for you. And as often as you eat this bread and drink from this cup, remember me." Let us pause and remember God's plan and Jesus' sacrifice for us. It was a long, grueling week of public humiliation for Jesus, standing before the court of Pilate, being betrayed by Judas, anticipating a denial by one of his closest followers. Jesus was now physically and emotionally weary. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked his disciples to pray with him, yet they fell asleep. "Could you not pray with me 1 hour?" Jesus asked. He must have known the time was at hand when he would be delivered into the hands of sinful men who would carry out the act of crucifixion. He prayed in anguish, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Finally, on a desolate hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull, Jesus was nailed to a cross between two common criminals. Jesus' followers and believers must have watched in horror as he was mocked and scorned, his body scourged, and lots being cast for his clothes. Was this the end? A crude sign with the marking "King of the Jews" hung above him, pierced and bleeding from a demeaning crown of thorns that had been forced onto his head.
Sinner.
Before Jesus drew his last breath, he uttered the words, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And he gave up the ghost. It was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land for several hours. The sun actually stopped shining. What could have seemed like the end was simply a transition in God's plan for the salvation of mankind. Jesus' body was removed from the cross and placed in a tomb and ordered by Pilate to be sealed. While guards protected the grave from being disturbed, God's plan continued to unfold. In retrospect, would it have been possible to stand at the foot of the cross or the tomb and comprehend it was this event that set us free?
One eternal breath of life spent for one like me. The cross that held my chain of death is now what sets me
With the cries of Hosanna, the pleas for help, the waving of palm branches, all now days past, many of Jesus' followers must have been distraught and confused at his passing. But they had not fully comprehended his words or the plan of the Heavenly Father. On the third day after Jesus' crucifixion, three women went to Jesus' tomb to visit. It was a Sunday morning they would never forget. As they approached the tomb, the stone that had sealed the entrance had been rolled away and the guards were gone. And when they entered, there was nothing to see but grave clothes on the place where Jesus had lay. Jesus had conquered death and the tomb. As they departed, two men with a shining radiance about them said, "Remember, Jesus told you he would be delivered into the hands of sinful men, crucified, and on the third day he would rise again." The women did remember Jesus' words, and they were overjoyed. Of all the things Jesus had done, walking dusty roads with the disciples, walking on water, feeding the 5,000 and more, nothing compares to his conquering the grave. They ran to tell the disciples and other believers, "Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed."
The dusty roads and the mountains, even the mighty waves you walked upon, but nothing compares to Calvary when you crushed Him and death.
Yes, Jesus was willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. What a humbling thought. How can we do any less than fall on our faces at the foot of the cross and proclaim honor, glory, and majesty to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God loved us so much in that while we were sinners, He sent Christ for us. And without the shedding of His blood, there would be no remission of sin. Easter is a tremendous celebration for us, and rightfully so. But nothing will compare to the day when we stand before the throne proclaiming, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and praise and glory." Hallelujah! Worthy is the Lamb.
Jesus.